This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, I've been seeing some headlines about Greyhound and something, but I've not actually had a chance to read any of the articles, and I'm glad that you actually brought in an article about this.
Leaving the driving to us.
I literally haven't even heard about this until a minute ago when I checked the show prep.
Greyhound. It's a bus company.
No, I know that it's Greyhound, but I didn't hear the story of it.
Right. What's interesting about Greyhound, other than smelly seats and...
Yeah, so...
Never ridden Greyhound.
Really?
Yeah.
I have, and...
So have I.
I've actually been affected by what is being discussed in this article, where 21 and a half years ago, my dad had the brilliant idea that for Christmas, he and I would take a bus from Alabama to California to visit my brother.
Sort of a trip across the country. Yeah, you can do that a number of ways. And
50
bus.
Hours.
50.
That included a couple of stops in various places.
Well, you were probably in first class. Or do you have a sleeping car? Oh, no. That's
no,
trains.
No. We were
planes.
On.
You're on a Greyhound.
A Greyhound, yeah. So, you know, we did get out of the bus for a couple of hours where we changed buses in Dallas.
Right.
And then we changed buses somewhere else.
Aren't they always, like, you change buses at, like, 3 a.m.? Or were yours actual daytime? Changes of the bus.
Dallas, I think, was late afternoon.
Okay, well, that's decent.
But still, it wasn't one of those things to where we actually had enough time to do anything in Dallas. We were just there. Oh, you've got 2.5 hours until the next bus. But somewhere around El Paso, and then I think somewhere close to the California border, we had to deal with Border Patrol.
Paraphrase one of my, a comedian, but Greyhound stations late at night are where you find that one guy with just one tooth left, and he's not even taking care of it. Like, you figure if you're down to your last tooth,
you
might want to baby it a bit, right?
Floss it.
Yeah.
It makes flossing easier when you only have one.
When you only got one left, can I help you? What, start an apple?
And... You know, that also reminds me of Waffle House. Nothing against Waffle House. I love my hash browns scattered, covered, and chunked.
Too soon?
But at 2 o'clock in the morning, generally there are more people in the Waffle House than there are teeth in the waitress's mouth.
Yeah, I love that time of day, though, whether it's Denny's or it's Waffle House, just post-bar closing, that's fun.
I'll never understand any, like, food service place that hires people that either, like, don't have good dental hygiene or physical hygiene or something.
Well, they're not taste-testing the food.
If you don't take care of yourself, like, I'm sorry. Even if you're homeless, there's, like, public showers at places. Like, find a way. Like,
and one of my biggest pet peeves, though, dirty fingernails on a server.
Yeah.
Because that's just saying I do not.
Yeah,
wash
true.
My hands.
So let's
often.
Actually talk about why Greyhound is currently in the news.
Dirty fingers.
Well, maybe.
Only the mechanics.
There you go. But Greyhound is choosing to let Border Patrols demand its passengers' papers. Let me repeat that. The company is not required to have Border Patrol come on board. But it's choosing to let Border Patrol come on board
and
demanding people's papers.
This seems to be something that isn't new because, like I said, 21 and a half years ago, I remember Border Patrol coming on asking people for all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. But again, you were traversing the southern half of the country, and the border.
We never crossed the border.
I get it. I get it. But the idea that, you know, protecting the border and all this stuff is a new thing. It's not. This right. is they've been talking about this since I don't know when. I remember since Reagan that the border was a topic, and it came up pretty much every election.
I would say probably since the 1860s, because the first federal immigration control was passed in 1872, the Chinese Exclusion Act.
Yeah, and probably like that. But, you know, the real sensitivity to, you know, the border and
right.
the flow of illegal immigrants and drugs and all the horrible things that people allege go across it. So, Border Patrol officers routinely board buses without a warrant, without specific people they're targeting, up to 100 miles from the border. That's either our Canadian border or our Mexican border. And ask passengers for their papers.
Or the coast, because the coast technically is a border.
That's true. Greyhound, the nation's largest inner-city bus line, lets the Border Patrol do it and doesn't plan to stop. Greyhound officials say they're just complying with the law. But 10 ACLU state affiliates argue Greyhound has the right and the responsibility to its passengers to demand a warrant for Border Patrol officers to board its buses. They believe Greyhound could fight for its right and win, but first they have to convince the company to try.
So what do you think? Do you think that signing petitions online is going to wind up convincing Greyhound to change its business practice?
Oh, hey, don't underestimate the power of Choose.org.
Choose.org? I'm not familiar with that. Change.
Change.org. Whatever. My point being, by using the absolutely incorrect website, is that crap never works.
Yeah, I wonder how many people just put choose.org like, into their...
Well, I got to go check that out. Chris talked about choose.org. It's probably like a anti-abortion site or something.
I have
that.
No clue.
But we're going to find out here shortly. The starting place, quote, the starting place is not to give your consent, unquote, said Jordan Wells, an attorney for the New York Civil Liberties Union. The Border Patrol then says, you know what? We actually don't even need their consent. We're just going to do this stuff. That would violate the Constitution. But we, the public, don't get to have that conversation about whether it's constitutional when Greyhound gives away the game by just saying, we consent, so it's okay.
All right, so here's a question, and I'm not sure if this is answered somewhere further down. What would happen if, say, the person sitting in row 21, seat A, on a Greyhound bus, when the Border Patrol guy comes by and says, I need to see, you know, documents, he says, do you got a warrant?
Yeah.
So what happens if a specific passenger says, I'm not going to show you documents?
Then I suspect your bus is going to be late.
Right, but will the Border Patrol guy say, doesn't matter if you consent, the CEO of Greyhound did, and this is his bus, and so you have to do what the CEO says.
Probably, because you probably agree when you purchase a ticket to ride the bus to follow the policies.
Yeah, that would be really horrible. It would be really horrible customer service.
I mean, nobody's forced to buy a Greyhound ticket.
Right.
There's other buses.
And there's probably some, I mean, there's all that tiny print on the back of your ticket that...
I mean, it's going to be a toss-up. It could either help or hurt them, depending on the, you know, the consumers. Because you're going to have a lot of conservative people that are in favor of, like, Border Patrol and checks and stuff like that. They're going to be like, oh, this is great. I'm going to ride Greyhound now because, you know, they support Border Patrol and blah, 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 blah. And then on the other side, you're going to get the people that don't want to subject to this kind of stuff being like, oh, that's terrible. I'm not going to buy Greyhound anymore. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, in the coming weeks, if you follow the Greyhound stocks, how it's going to affect
it. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Heather, you said that there are other buses. What other bus services are there that
Trailways?
Do what Greyhound
there's all kinds
does.
Of them. I mean, the Peter Pan buses.
Trailways is nationwide.
There's a bunch of smaller ones. Like, I've taken Concord Coach. I've taken Plymouth and Brockton one. I used to go to the Cape.
And is it Superbus or something like that that hits all the cities kind of on the East Coast? I know they're probably all over.
I know there
are
some that go specifically to airports.
There's also trains. There's all kinds of ways to travel.
Oh,
train. Has to.
Amtrak. Right. The thing that's given a monopoly by the federal government.
Yes, indeed.
That is run by the federal government. Again, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on this story. Plus, is Alexa becoming self-aware? And does it really matter? Will you still use an Alexa? This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Greyhound allowing the feds to violate the rights of their passengers. And we'll get back into the story in just a second. But I'm curious if you've got a closet full of boring, plain T-shirts. Do you wish you had some T-shirts that were clever and witty, but you're a libertarian who is kind of broke and you only have $6 and you refuse to buy from somebody that's not a libertarian? Well, I've got some good news for you. $6 Shirts has a gigantic selection of witty, clever T-shirts that could possibly make you the most exciting person in your boring social group. And those shirts are as low as $6. Now, they do have a daily special for a $4 T-shirt, but you've got to sign up for their email list to wind up getting notified about that tea time special. And best of all, the shirts are sold by somebody like you, a listener of Free Talk Live. They have a huge selection of T-shirts. I was actually wearing one earlier today that showed a T-Rex trying to do a push-up, and it said T-Rex hates push-ups because, you know, he's got tiny little arms and a big giant head. Use code FTL when you go to $6shirts.com. That's the number 6dollarshirts.com. Use code FTL for 10% off, and they take Bitcoin, which means they also have Bitcoin-related T-shirts. $6shirts.com, code FTL, saves you 10%.
Yes, and we've been talking about Greyhound, letting Border Patrol agents come on board and ask for papers on their domestic bus routes. And to be clear, we're not talking about buses that are traversing the border. These are buses within the United States.
Correct.
But they happen to fall within the 100-mile border, which some people have referred to as the Constitution-free zone.
Right. And then there have been others where I think originally the ACLU had come up with
that,
that statement, and then they said, wait, no, we're wrong. The feds can do whatever they want, wherever they want, and then it's just up to some kind of judge to decide whether they violated something. But one thing that's interesting, even if we say it's only 100 miles from a port of entry, which is a very, very specific term, Kansas is a port of entry because Kansas City International Airport means that some people arrive in the United States from internationally in Kansas City. So 100 miles from Kansas City, 100 miles from Chicago, 100 miles from Dallas-Fort Worth, 100 miles from every international airport, which basically then covers the entirety of the United States.
Yes, and certainly the entire the majority of the population.
Right.
The tactic of boarding buses to ask passengers for papers isn't new to the Trump administration, but immigration rights advocates say it's happening more frequently as the president seeks to detain and deport more immigrants. People were outraged in January when a Greyhound passenger posted video of Border Patrol officers demanding proof of citizenship from every passenger on the bus. And it's not just buses. Border Patrol has also questioned passengers on Amtrak trains. And last year, Customs and Border Protection agents demanded passengers on a flight show ID when leaving a domestic flight. This isn't for buses, trains, or flights coming into the U.S. It happens when people are traveling from place to place inside the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, which includes Border Patrol, say that it's all within its authority. A spokesperson cited a statute that says immigration officers may, quote, board and search for aliens in any vessel, unquote, within a reasonable distance from the border and without a warrant. The
reasonable distance, which, again, could mean whatever they want it to mean.
Right, and what's reasonable to the government may not be reasonable to the Constitution. The CBP spokesperson declined to elaborate on whether the agency requires probable cause or suspicion to board buses and request documents from passengers.
We'll continue with the article first to the phone, actually to the Skype, where we've got Neil calling in. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, guys, back from 1980 to 1982, I drove a tour bus for a company called Gray Line Tours out of Anaheim, California.
All right.
5 days a week, I took a tour. It was called the Tijuana Tour of tourists down into Tijuana every day. They had like hundreds of feet of Reserve parking on Revolution Street in Tijuana for the Gray Line buses. And on the way back in, across the border, every day, we would pull over to the side, and the immigration officers would come on the bus. They would open up the underneath compartments where there was never anything at,
right?
Because they weren't hauling baggage, but there could have been somebody hiding there, and that was acceptable back then. I don't understand why it's a big deal now. As an American citizen,
well, Neil, mm-hmm. the difference
I don't
is
have a problem with this.
The difference in 1980 and 1982 that you're talking about, you were crossing the border into Mexico. What's happening here is a bus going from, say, Dallas to El Paso that is not crossing into Mexico. The Border Patrol is coming on that bus that is staying within the United States. Do you see the difference?
Well, yeah, but if they're picking up outside of that 100-mile zone, they could be carrying illegals that are thinking they're going to get away with something. So I don't have a problem with them checking it. They check cars.
Right. But
that
the
doesn't
question,
make it right.
Yeah, that's a question. And let's just say, Neil, I'm on one of these buses, you know. Do I deserve to get my Fourth Amendment rights trampled upon because the federal government is on a fishing expedition basically for illegal aliens? Do I have to provide my papers without warrant? Is that right? And I guess that's what we're getting to. Do you feel that that's right? Is that in tune with the Constitution?
I mean, you don't have to ride the bus, though.
No, but let's say I did. That's my question for Neil.
So
I really don't want to split hairs on that because our Border Patrol is trying to do their job. And if I'm a legal citizen of the United States, I do not have a problem with proving who I am. They're after the ones that can't prove who they are, and they're trying to stop this.
But what about probable cause, Neil?
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, do you speak for all U.S. citizens? Do you speak for me?
No, I'm speaking as me as a U.S. citizen.
Correct.
And I can't understand why any other citizen would have a problem with showing who that they, you know, in that whatever, because we got to do something to stop this stuff, and, you know, we got to do all we can to help.
I understand where you're coming from. Believe me, I got a lot of friends who feel exactly the same way. Where I come from is this. I am less concerned with illegal immigrants coming over and taking some farming jobs or even getting on welfare. I'm less concerned with that than a government that feels living in a country where the government feels it can demand anything it wants from me. And it's not just about demanding my papers. It's demanding to tap my phones. It's demanding to eavesdrop on me. It's demanding to turn the microphone on my cell phone. All these little things, and they all violate the Fourth Amendment. I'm just sick of letting them do it.
Neil, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are you okay with having your rights violated?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us. But maybe you want to interact with other listeners instead of interacting with us on the air. Well, you can do that using the Discord thing. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. There's all kinds of chat rooms. You can call in using the Discord call-in line, but I think most of the people just wind up chatting with one another in one of the various chat rooms that exist there, discord.lrn.fm. So we've been talking about Greyhound and Border Patrol and Greyhound allowing Border Patrol to violate the rights of their passengers. And we just had a caller call in that said he doesn't mind that rights are being violated because we've got to stop them.
I don't know if they're necessarily being violated if you choose to ride that particular bus and you knowingly purchase a ticket knowing that could be a reality. That's not a violation of rights. That's you choosing to ride private business.
Walking down the sidewalk and a cop just says,
That's different.
I'm kind of agreeing with Heather on this because we are talking about a contract between you and Greyhound when you purchase a bus ticket. And if you, whether you know or whether you don't know, do a little research and find out what your carrier's...
That's about. It's called individual responsibility.
Is that right?
That's what it is.
You know what I mean, Daryl?
You're both speculating on what the Greyhound Terms of Service actually say, whether it says that FedGov can come in and do whatever.
Right now I'm reading a Huffington Post article, so that's all the information I need to not ride Greyhound.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I had planned on it.
So let's go to the phones where we've got Patrick calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you asked a really good question. What would the Border Patrol do if you refused? And I've seen things happen in my field. They'll bring the dogs and they'll sniff the bus. They'll think something's up or you're trying to transport something. Suspicious thoughts. It's going to draw attention to yourself. And, law enforcement, I guess, Border Patrol is a little more stringent when it comes to dealing with public transportation than, say, a local or city or sheriff or anything like that.
Right.
But a lot of things have to do with that law that states that, like, even Arizona with our driver's license, we're going to have them changed because we can't get on airplanes with just our driver's license anymore because, yeah. So a lot of that's changed, and you're right. It's a contractual thing that Greyhound has, I guess, with the ADOT or the Department of Transportation.
I don't know if it's if it's anything that's actually contractual. It just seems to be their policy.
Right, and I've actually got the terms of service pulled up right now, and under use agreement, the word search appears, but it's basically saying that you're not allowed to search their stuff or generate searches of their stuff. You can't reverse engineer the bus or the routes or the makeup of the bus.
Dang it, I was going to reverse engineer a bus.
Under your privacy, there's nothing about searches. Under security, there's nothing about by getting on our bus, you wind up waiving any rights to constitutional protections.
Okay.
Still don't give you a pass under the Common Sense Law. You know, like, if you read something, it's imaginary law I just made up. It's called Common Sense. If you read something that says you could potentially be searched on Greyhound buses, and then you go and you get searched anyway, and you knowingly go on that bus after having that reasonable suspicion, and you get searched, you can't then claim, oh my God, I'm such a victim. Like, you made that choice.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
You can.
What about under the Homeland Security Act? Do they have something under there? Can you look that up under transportation? Because, I mean, I'm going through class after class, and every year I have to go there. I mean, the Homeland Security Act, and believe me, it's as confusing as anything I've ever read in my life. You know, it's War and Peace.
Right.
In just a class you got to sit through. But, yeah, I feel both sides of it, and I know exactly what you're saying, and I respect the heck out of what you're saying. But I don't know what the actual Interstate Transportation or Act or what they have on that. They may have something under there to where Greyhound is like trains, planes, and automobiles, like the movies said. Mm-hmm. But
right.
Automobiles are a little different, but I don't know about public transportation under that act. So I'm not expert, guys.
Patrick, pull a couple of quotes out of this article. A spokesperson for Greyhound says that they're just complying with the law, but the attorney for the ACLU says they're not following the law. They're facilitating violations of the law.
Yeah, that's just it. It depends on who's interpreting the law. I mean, one place,
that's
what I always run into. It's what the written word is. Sometimes they can interpret it one way, and the other term says, hey, no, it's not. So I don't know. I mean, but like I say, people that get on the buses and stuff, a lot of people travel on the buses because, A, they don't like flying, or they don't have the proper ID to get on a plane.
I
don't know what that falls under.
Right.
Well, I found the law. I found the law that prohibits agents from coming on board. Let me read it to you. It's the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, and papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So that's the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. As we know, as we all know, and if you're listening and you don't know this, the Constitution, as is written in the Constitution, is the supreme law of the land. There can be no law that is that takes place over this law right here. And you may refer to it as the Fourth Amendment, but it's law. It's law on the books. And people need to remember that. We're not just saying, you know, well, the Constitution's a bunch of words, and it's a good framework for us to read back on. No, it's law.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I mean, I've always been very fair in my what I've done, and I've told you many a times. There are things that I've seen out there that I'm shocked, and people have gotten away with it. I think it's because what you're saying right there is people are not aware of the Constitution. They just assume that somebody in uniform and has jurisdiction over them, when in all fairness, they're just the person in the uniform is just as much a citizen as the individual that they're pulling over or asking them for something, you know. It's all changed. It really has over the last, say, 20 years. I've seen people just literally just say, hey, you know, do you know the law? And the fact that you'd be surprised at how many times people in my offices or officers that I know have been called into the office and actually had to sit down with a lieutenant or a captain or even a sergeant, and they've had to sit there and read it because officers assume that they know what the laws are.
Right.
And, you know, especially when you get a transfer from another state, each state has their different laws. It may be different in one state as to another, but you have to be informed. And I respect what you're saying there. That just sounds to me, I don't know. That might be a Homeland Security thing. I don't know. I'll have to look that one up and get back to you guys on that. But that is an excellent question.
Yeah. Please do. Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on Greyhound allowing the feds to violate rights? And Alexa possibly becoming self-aware.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Mother's Day sneaks up and you hit the panic button. You get suckered into buying some online flowers from some giant company promising $19.99 flowers, but they end up costing you $60. Or maybe you go to the grocer and grab some last-minute produce flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't really care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for The Bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them online and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% when you enter code FTL. That's Books, B-O-U-Q-S, Books.com. And remember, code FTL saves you an extra 15%. Books.com.
And we've been talking about Greyhound. The story continues, and the question is why Greyhound is allowing Border Patrol agents onto its passenger buses when they're traveling within the United States, but within that 100-mile buffer that most people, the government certainly claims, is sort of a constitution-free zone. Greyhound spokesman sent a list of statutes and regulations for why it must allow Border Patrol onto buses anytime the officers ask. Quote, Greyhound is required to comply with the law, unquote, the spokesperson said last month after the ACLU wrote to the company to ask it to stop allowing Border Patrol to board without a warrant. Quote, we are aware that routine transportation checks not only affect our operations, but our customers' travel experience, and will continue to do everything legally possible to minimize any negative experiences, unquote. The question is whether the document checks violate the Fourth Amendment, which protects individuals from unreasonable search and seizures And I'm going to add to that that it requires that there be a warrant and that it be a specific warrant and not be a general warrant.
And I would say that the Fourth Amendment supposedly protects, because you can wave a copy of the Constitution in the face of a federal official and they'll say, I don't care.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. When your government no longer respects the highest law that it says it has, then you're in a world of hurt.
Right.
And that's where we're at.
So we should stop letting people come here that don't respect the law?
No, we should.
We should stop making them members of Congress.
Exactly. Yeah. As Daryl put it, you know, people who don't understand the Constitution shouldn't be making laws about the Constitution.
So what are your thoughts on Border Patrol in general, though, about, like, immigration? Like, should we just have, like, a free-for-all? I mean,
personally,
or should there be some type of mechanism to come here legally?
Borders are a function of a state. You can't have a state, quote-unquote, without having a border.
But, I mean, you have a yard, right?
Yeah.
You have, like, your property line. That's no different.
Private property.
But it's a border.
It is. One defended
exactly.
by...
So you're not anti-border.
True. But what I am
border
saying
is...
Border
is a form of organization, right? Because you have to draw lines in order to establish an organization of land.
Right.
Otherwise,
but
you're going to have dispute.
I don't let anybody else say what my borders mean and how they can be defended. That's the difference where government chooses to say, okay, this is the law and we're going to let these number of people through or whatever. It's simply a function of government, and it goes back, you know, to our founding to some degree, never
to
the
degree
that we have.
You have tribes that have government, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where you have a chief, you have territories, tribes would battle it out with each other. They would, you know, fight who can hunt on which lands. And I mean, it's no different. It's human nature, in my opinion. And, like, when we form, like, states and towns and countries and all of this stuff, it's literally just, like, tribes organizing, and I don't...
So because some tribes in the past had human sacrifice, therefore human sacrifice would be okay?
No, we've evolved beyond that, but I don't think it's... Like, you know, some people are going to be like, oh, you know, you can't be American. You can't say that you're American. It's a bad thing to identify with, like, a term like that or to slap a label on yourself, where I see the positive side of it. Like, if we're all a team and we're all working together as Americans and we all, you know, help to, because we all benefit when this country is happy and prosperous. We all benefit when we live in communities without violence. We all benefit from these common things. And so when we say we're all Americans and we're going to work toward, you know, we'll work to make New Hampshire great as Americans, Massachusetts people will work to make that great, and, like, every state, you know, kind of works towards a common goal, I think that's a good thing. And I think when you establish boundaries or borders and you have certain laws, and we can always debate, we can always have these discussions and be like, you know what, immigration coming into this country is way too complex. Like, we need reform. Let's fix that so people that want to come here can. And we can do that without saying, you know, oh, it's bad to have any kind of borders and any kind of this and any kind of that, where that's just...
No.
In my opinion, not true.
As I stated, they are a function of a state, of an organization of people. Like you said, with Indian tribes or with the United States of America, there are going to be some general borders. The question is what is your policy for those? Is it to exclude people that you don't agree with? You know, that the government at the time, you know, the government in charge decides they do not agree with. Are they the ones that decide that certain people from certain countries must all be dangerous, therefore we are going to violate their rights?
In my opinion, I think this is one reason I'm not a huge fan of the federal government, is because the majority of our representatives don't live amongst the people they represent, so there's kind of no incentive for them to do right by the people that vote them in when they're living in D.C., as opposed to if our U.S. congressmen lived in the states in which they represented and had to go to the same supermarkets and the same things as all the people they're decisions affected, then they'd be more inclined to make decisions that were in the best interest of those that put them in power, but they don't. So I don't think government is necessarily a bad thing when it's localized, when you have states, when you have the people representing you living amongst you, they're going to be incentivized. Like, when the chief lived with the tribe, he was going to do what was in the best interest of the tribe.
Okay. So to quote Mark Edge, and we'll go to the phones here in just a second. To quote Mark Edge, he says that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely.
Yeah.
And if you can't freely cross the borders, it's not a free country. Juan calling in from Sarsaparilla, New Mexico. Juan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello.
Hi, Juan.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Adolf Hitler, 9/11.
Yeah.
All righty.
Go.
Yeah.
Did you say Adolf Hitler?
Something about Hitler. I don't care.
I thought I said Allah, too, or something.
Yeah, that was an interesting call.
Yeah,
I don't know if there really is a Sarsaparilla in New Mexico,
I can honestly say I don't listen to too many talk radio shows, but like, are there callers like this on all talk radio stations? Do they all have their little weirdos? I feel like Free Talk Live has so many of them.
All right, here's sort of a look behind the curtain, if you will. Most nationally syndicated talk radio shows, they're going to screen the heck out of the callers, meaning
yeah.
Not just ask, what's your name, where are you calling from, so what are you going to say?
Yeah.
No. What exact words are you going to say?
Some are
and
like that.
Then, if you deviate off of that, they drop the call. You call us, we want a name, where you're from, how you're listening, and just an idea of what it is you might want to talk about. You can deviate off of whatever that topic is. We're not necessarily going to drop you, but if you're a horrible prankster, then, yeah, we'll drop you.
Yeah, but they do get their pranksters. I can say I disagree with Daryl on, because I have been in the past a frequent talk show caller. In other words, when I'm listening, I sometimes take issue, and I'm not afraid to pick up the phone and call the Rush Limbaugh show, or call Hannity, or call Alan Combs up and call him out and stuff like that. Most of them just get the basics. I mean, they do want to know a little bit more detail about what you're going to say, but I've never had any of them say, nah, we talked about that last night, or you know what I mean? I've never had one.
No, but I mean, we get some weird people calling into this show. I mean, like, some real characters.
Only when you're on.
Really?
Yeah.
Except they're not, like,
no other nights. It's just when you're on.
It happens all
Daryl.
The time.
No, it's just you, Heather. Just you.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever is on your mind, whether it be Greyhound allowing violations of rights, Alexa becoming self-aware, or, well, anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion.
visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.